Yes, he was born in Massachusetts and raised his family in West Texas. But George Herbert Walker Bush was no stranger to Michigan. From training on Grosse Isle as a young Navy pilot to being picked as Ronald Reagan's running mate at the GOP convention in Detroit in July 1980, to campaigning for the White House all around the state, the late president had a chance to make Michigan connections. One close connection that was developed was a friendship with Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette, who joined us before leaving for today's funeral in Washington. Welcome, and thank you for taking time to speak with us.
It's great to be with you, Cynthia. And George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and is a special guy and a special American, as is his family. So I'm delighted to have this conversation.
Tell us when and how you first met him.
Oh, it goes back a long time. I had just graduated from college at Georgetown University. I was working as a volunteer. I was Jim Baker's whatever Baker wanted, I did. And at the Ford Committee, and I was invited by Bush's former press secretary when he was a congressman to go to a Sunday afternoon party, brunch at Bush's home in Washington. I think he was CIA director at the time, and it was Burger and Bloody's at Poppy and Bars. Poppy was the nickname that people, his family gave him, Pop. For his children, and Bar is what he always called Barbara Bush. And so we Burgers and Bloodies with Bill Schuette and George Bush, and I met this guy. I'd never met him before. I mean, knew who he was because I followed his career. And that was the first time I met him back in 1976, and we stuck to each other like peanut butter and jelly ever since.
And why do you think that is? What was the root of your friendship? How did that take root and grow?
You know what? What he eventually did is he paid attention to a young guy who was intrigued, meaning me, and intrigued by public policy and process and government, and had an opportunity to work with him in his campaign for president in 1979 and 80. And Jim Baker asked me to get engaged in that, and so I did. And I was struck by Bush. He wrote me a personal note, and I've kept every one of those notes and tried to emulate this in this day of, instant communication, texting, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. The art of taking the time to write a personal note is something I've attempted to do, but it's all because of a guy named George Bush who did it all the time.
And we've been hearing these stories. They're just pouring out from people
that
say that. Tell us a story that no one would know but you that perfectly sums up just who George Herbert Walker Bush was. What's a special story that sticks with you?
There are a couple. One was I was the field representative for George Bush for president in 1979, and I was driving around the state in an orange Camaro, and I was supposed to go pick up Bush in Grand Rapids. I quickly deduced that I can't pick up Bush in a Camaro, so I drove my mother's Jeep, picked him up at the airport, and we drove to Grand Haven, Spring Lake, for an Ottawa County Republican dinner. And we're in the car, and we're driving, doing this and that, and he looked at me, and he goes, "Schuette," because we're talking about him running for president. He goes, "Schuette, nobody said it would be easy, and everybody was right." I thought that was a funny moment. There was another time we're in Florida, in the middle of the state. I was his campaign manager for the state of Florida, and we're driving with I think I'm driving, and Bush is next to me, and they got people thrown in the back seat. Somebody from the New York Times, Bush is the national press secretary, and they're driving. And so we're ahead of time, which never happens in politics, right? And I said, "Well, hey," I think I called him George. I had the temerity to call him George. I said, "George, we got to chew up some time here," and because there's a big traveling bus of folks as well. And so we went and had an ice cream cone and just shot the bull at some whippy dip in the middle of Central Florida, and put our feet up, and that was a kind of a nice private moment for Bill Schuette and George Bush.
In his inaugural address, and we've all seen the clips often this week as America mourns President Bush, he called for a kinder, gentler America. And even those who opposed his policies are paying tribute to this president's grace and his humility, exactly as you described. And there's many who feel we've lost that in the America of 2018, that we're divided, we're tribal, and a lot of people feel much of that stems from President Trump. And I'm wondering, what should our president learn from George Herbert Walker Bush?
You know, I think that the more caustic course discussion we have in America today has been evident and prevalent for some time. And part of it's the 24-hour news cycle. Part of it's the instant communication where people you don't even know will attack you on the internet. They wouldn't have the guts to tell you that if you bumped into them at the Meijer store, right? Mm. But I think this happened for a long time, unfortunately, in America, because of the day and age of the 21st century. And Bush was born in a different age where you would call people on the phone and work things out instead of an instant email, which, frankly, usually doesn't really help things. I think the message for all Americans is this George Bush way of service over self. The guy didn't have a mean bone in his body, didn't hold grudges, didn't want to get even. Yes, he understood politics, but he didn't sit around sharpening his knife and say, okay, well, I'm going to get you because what you did. And I think that's part of his faith, too. He had faith is a, forgiveness is a decision, not a feeling, right?
Yeah.
I'm
no,
serious about that.
That's true.
And Bush made specific decisions to forgive people and not try to cut their head off. And I think that's really the lesson of George Bush. It's service over self. Don't be bitter. Don't hold grudges. Try to work things through. I mean, it's like when he and I talked about Clinton. You know, when I went to visit him one time, I think Bush enjoyed Clinton because he's and I think amused by Clinton because Clinton, you know, just is such a political animal and different from Bush. Politics was consuming for Bill Clinton. Politics was important to George Bush, but his way of not beating his chest was different than Bill Clinton. So we can all learn from this George Bush example of service over self, don't hold grudges, and be a role model for civility. I think Bush got it.
Well, as you bring up Bill Clinton, I mean, and kind of contrasting the letter that President Bush or Herbert Walker Bush left in that Oval Office desk for Mr. Clinton, his rival, it was a bitter campaign. It's hard not to contrast that to the constant barrage of tweets from Donald Trump that doesn't follow the higher angels.
Well, I think that, again, I think this is a lesson for everybody, whether you live in Michigan or whether you live in 49 other states and the four territories. The fact of how George Bush conducted himself. And listen, it was a competitive campaign, right? Bush worked very hard, George Herbert Walker Bush, to win that election in 92. And I think that the loss was really hard for him and his family. But what did he do? He understood that the service and his responsibilities as president were more important than his personal feelings or the contest of politics. That the office of the presidency, duty to country, service over how he might be feeling, that was more important than George Bush being upset about losing the presidency. And that's why I wrote that letter. I think that's pretty special.
Absolutely. It's very special knowing that your friendship started at Burgers and Bloody's with Poppy and Barr in 1976. And, you know, what is next for you? You've had such a long, long run in public service. What are you thinking of next?
You know, I have no idea, Cynthia. There never was a plan B because I'm wired to win and I'm wired to run through the tape. And obviously, the outcome wasn't as I wished. And I had a terrific team and so grateful for the people with whom I worked on a daily basis and folks across the state. And what an honor it was to be the Republican nominee for governor. What's next? Well, you know, I got to wind up the campaign and help my great team with, you know, employment opportunities. So I'm going to do that. Make sure we have a proper professional transition with the next attorney general and do that in the proper professional way. And then in January, you know, I don't know what plan B is. Maybe get into broadcasting. Maybe work with you, Cynthia.
There you go. Well, meantime, we want to thank you for sharing your memories. We know you will be at President Bush's funeral, and we want to thank you so much. Special memories from Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette. Thank you very, very much.
You bet. Enjoyed it.